All right, Michael Byrne, honestly, you were one of the first people I thought of when you guys won this thing, because whether as a racer or as a manager, you've done this road, you've had some heartbreak on it, and I swear, you're the first guy I thought of, so congratulations, that's awesome.
Yeah, thank you. It was pretty surreal. Yeah. I think I just started crying when they crossed the line.
Did you really?
Yeah, I had some tears because it was just like, man, so many years of trying.
Yep.
So many good teams and good rides.
You guys were favored sometimes, you know, going in, like you as a racer or even these.
Yep. No, that's what I said in the press conference. I said, man, I had seven goes at it, you know, and left always in heartbreak. So, to get it done is just nuts.
And look, man, it was a really competitive nations. We thought you guys could win, but going in the last moto, like you're up by one, I think, with the drop scores. And, you know, obviously Jet. Like, you gave him the outside, and we knew what he was going to do. But, man, you know, Tomac was winning. AP got a decent start. Like, this thing was in question.
Yeah, no, it's never easy here, right? It doesn't matter how favored you are. It was tough, you know. Jet did an amazing job the first two laps. I mean, he was probably outside the top 15 off the start, you know. Maybe mid-pack, so he was already, like, eighth or ninth off the first lap, so...
It was really Hunter's job in the third moto that he came through. You gave him the inside gate.
Yep.
He did what he had to do. Like, he pulled this thing through.
Yeah, that's why we wanted to give HJ the best chance to get a great start, you know. And just, you know, just like we selected him for, you know, we gave him that extra rest because this is what we needed at the end of that moto.
Yeah. Wasn't Jet was scared of the MXGP guys?
No, it had zero to do with Jet. we looked at it on paper and... You know, back home, HJ would beat Chase straight up first moto, and then we kept losing in the second moto by getting a second. So we figured if we could give him a little more rest, then maybe he could get a little bit more in the tank.
Yeah.
So, and we knew Jet's fresh, you know. He hasn't done a lot of racing this summer, so we were pretty confident that he could bounce back, you know, from back-to-back motos.
Yep.
So, and then Kyle's, honestly, we thought the result would come from the second moto for Kyle.
Yeah, I was going to say, Kyle's first moto also huge for you guys.
Yeah, that was massive, you know, like, even with two goggle stops, you know, to still get
two?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay, I knew one.
We had two in the second moto, two, and he still lost goggles. So, it's crazy.
Fucking Jet Lawrence, man. I mean, look, Tim, I just talked to Tim. Incredible. Tim Geiser, you know, stole the show a little bit, but... Again, Jet from the outside and that race and passing everybody.
Yep.
And, he's the best rider in the world.
Yeah, no, Jet was just being Jet, you know, and that's what we were hoping for.
Yeah.
You know, everybody needed to step up. You know, you can't win this thing with just Jet being Jet, though, you know. So, you know, we told Hunter that he needed to hold fourth in that second moto. And, you know, typical Hunter, though, at the last few laps, and he starts closing on Eli and
– You know, and Jeffrey was catching him.
So Jeffrey's pushing him, and then he's pushing up to Eli. So, crazy.
Was it one of those, like, before the third moto, like, you're sitting down, you're like, hey, Jet's going to go outside. Hunter, you know, you got to do this. And then, like, how do you sort of communicate to the boys, we just got to win. Like, I don't care how you finish. Like, if we're winning overall, like, slow it down, or do you even say things like that?
No, we knew that before we went in, you know, obviously one of them had to beat Prado. And then one of them had to beat Fernandez. You know, we knew a couple scenarios. So I just told the boys before they went out, though, it's your time.
Yeah.
You know, it's the Lawrence's time. You know, just do what you've been doing all year.
Yeah.
Get good starts and dig, you know. So it was cool.
Yeah, really, really happy for you, Burner. Because, like I said, you guys had some – you, Metcalf, and Reed – You guys should have won a few times, but you know.
Yeah, exactly. It's crazy. And a lot of time we were winning leading into the last moto, and then we get the heartbreak in the last moto. So to have the boys step up in the last one and just and finish it off was awesome.
Good. I'm happy for you. Thanks, Burner.
Appreciate it.